Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donald Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Taoiseach says there is no guarantee that indoor dining will open even on the 19th of July after today's decision to delay reopening. Micheál Martin says there will be a plan in place by July 19th for how pubs and restaurants can manage allowing only fully vaccinated people in. However, the opposition say that particular piece of advice is bonkers. The Environment Minister says, however, it's to ensure the country emerges safely from COVID-19. There'll be a reaction to what the Taoiseach had to say on the programme this afternoon. Also on the programme, we'll hear from the Sealtha executive lead, who is urging people who aren't vaccinated to do so. Later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Oisin Kelly. And all of that is to follow, but first, we've received confirmation from the PSNI that they are no longer looking for 4-year-old Scarlett Duddy, who was reported missing from Derry yesterday. In a statement issued a short time ago, the PSNI say Scarlett has been found safe and well this afternoon. They want to thank the public for their help with the appeal. It's not been confirmed where the child was found. Police had believed she was in Donegal with a female relative. The Taoiseach says there is no guarantee that indoor dining will open even on the 19th of July after today's decision to delay reopening. Micheál Martin says there will be a plan in place by July 19th for how pubs and restaurants can manage allowing only fully vaccinated people in. With more, here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
A text from a cabinet minister summed up the mood halfway through this afternoon's press conference. "This is a mess," said the minister after the Taoiseach announced indoor dining won't be opening on July 5th. Instead, the government's committed to developing a plan to allow fully vaccinated people and those who've already had COVID to access indoor dining. But Taoiseach Micheál Martin admitted they don't know yet how to do that.
"I'm not going to speculate now on the ins and outs or the logistics of what may happen in terms of a framework or a plan to facilitate the reopening of indoor hospitality or indoor settings."
This huge question marks over the plan, Labour leader Alan Kelly pointing out it's unfair to young people who haven't had the chance yet to get vaccinated.
"We're essentially saying to the young people of Ireland, your summer will consist of sitting at home and watching Love Island, because that's what we think of you. We're no longer in this together."
No one is quite sure how the new system will work, when it might be ready, or whether it will actually be enforceable or workable. Far from the clarity pub and restaurant owners were promised. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Well, in the Dáil this afternoon, independent TD Matty McGrath labelled NPHET's advice and the government statement as bonkers.
"It just is pure madness. As I believe, while also planning an apartheid system in our country, while planning to introduce a two-tier society, leaving a situation where families will be able to dine together indoors and young people will be left outside, and we expect those same young people to serve in the restaurants, and we know why, and the hospitality and tourism and course hire and everything else, and tour guides. NPHET's advice is completely bonkers."
Minister Eamon Ryan says this is to ensure the country emerges safely from COVID-19. He says that's something we should not forget.
"Our job is to make sure to minimise the risks and to keep our country on the right track, which is what we are on and which we will stay on towards reopening in a safe way. It'll be a slight delay, but it won't be a change in that underlying policy approach we are taking. We do that not just because of the hospitality sector, but so we can return to work, so we can return to college, so that we get everyone vaccinated."
Well, the proposal to only allow fully vaccinated people dine indoors is lunacy and will not work. That's according to Clontibret County Monaghan publican Brian Renahan. He says it's time to live with COVID and use some imaginative thinking. Speaking to Northern Sound, he said such a measure would be impossible to implement. And echoing something said by Matty McGrath, he said that'll especially be the case along the border. And he said many staff members themselves are unvaccinated.
"Do you expect me to stand at the door and ask everyone coming through the door, are you vaccinated or not? And remember, along the border, you have 25 to maybe 30% of your business northern customers. And what gives me the right to ask them? I have no right to ask anybody that. What about staff? If people have young staff, they can't walk, but it just doesn't add up."
Well, in Donegal, the treasurer of the local branch of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, Councillor Martin Harley, told Michaela Clark earlier that it is a very difficult day for the hospitality sector in the county. He said some premises will close as a result of what's been announced.
"A lot of the members, VFI members I've spoke to over the last few days, some of them had stopped their pubs and all at the end of last week because they wanted to try and get ready and get organised, and they've been ringing staff, trying to get staff organised, and now it rings back another few weeks again, so it's very disappointing. And it's as time goes on, I think there'll be a lot more members that won't open, and it's going to be very, even when they do open, it's going to be very difficult for them to trade into the future. We're 19th of July, you'll have 6 weeks of the summer season left till the schools go back, and a lot of them is really not going to be worth their while opening, and it's a difficult day for all the members of the VFA in Donegal here.
And indeed, as you mentioned, there will unfortunately be fatalities over this.
Yes, I know a lot of people that were just saying that they would need July and August to have any chance of getting anything out of this year, and so I don't know, the government's going to have to come up with some package again to try and save businesses. The restart grants last year kept the lights on a lot of premises, and I feel something like that needs to be looked at again, and it needs to be looked at urgently to try and save the industry. And it's just not a lot all about the members either. It's all about the work that they are giving to people all year round, and summer jobs for students and all that there. So there's a lot of impact in the long run this as well.
And that was Donegal Councillor Martin Harley. Well, South Donegal and Sligo Leitrim Deputy Mark McSharry believes that Taoiseach Micheál Martin is afraid to go against NPHET's advice. Deputy McSharry has been critical of the government's handling of the COVID pandemic for some time. He says the government has opted to take what he termed the painfully scenic route to living with the virus. On today's 9 till noon show, he told Greg Hughes that decisions being made toward reopening the country lack balance.
My criticisms all along is that since the beginning, we have never sought in a meaningful way to develop a strategy for living with COVID. We've gone the scenic route, and I would say the painfully scenic route, that things like mask wearing at the beginning were still not there on the benefits of antigen testing that have been enjoyed elsewhere in the world. And AstraZeneca, only today are we announcing that we're cutting the gap between them to 4 weeks. It's months since other countries did the same. And also the use of AstraZeneca and Janssen for young people. I think at this stage, we are also marrying an irrational fear of indoor activities. It's not just about drinking and eating, it's about other activities, indoor play centres, amusements, bowling and so on. The way we are proceeding is unbalanced, it's discriminatory, and it's based on modelling of worst case scenarios. And you made this point yourself. We are seeking out where is absolutely worst. And in this instance, it's the northwest of England. We're ignoring the relative success of the north, where a matter of 15 minutes from where you sit, we can eat and drink and bowl and be merry and everything else. And for all the world, the sky has yet to fall in.
Is he afraid to go against NPHET?
My view is, yes, he is. My view is that there is a leadership deficit in government when it comes to navigating the COVID crisis. They are afraid to challenge what is a worst-case scenario, over-focus all of the time. It lacks balance. And I think as governments and as politicians, as an anoraktus, we must inject the balance. And the question must be posed. I mean, are NIAC, are NPHET, is the high-level group on vaccination, are they so right and every other country so wrong?
And that was Deputy Mark McSharry speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show. And just to recap, Taoiseach Micheál Martin did announce at lunchtime that the plan to reopen indoor dining and other facilities on July 5th has been postponed until at least July 19th. That is not a definitive date. It may go beyond that. He also said that indoor dining will only be open at that time to those who are fully vaccinated. And a number of people questioning that in the Dáil this afternoon, the Labour leader, Alan Kelly, describing that particular provision as absolutely bananas, with a number of people from the industry saying this afternoon that it's a proposal that is simply unworkable. The Taoiseach says ministers are going to spend the next few weeks working out how to implement a vaccinated people-only regime within pubs and restaurants and other premises once they are allowed reopen. Well, confirmation this evening that the incidence of COVID-19 is rising in Donegal. The county has now overtaken Limerick once again and has the highest incidence rate in the country. In the 2 weeks to midnight on Sunday, there were 353 cases in the county. That's an incidence rate of 221.7 cases per 100,000 people. It compares to a national rate of 97.2. North of the border, 278 more cases of COVID-19 were confirmed this afternoon, with no new COVID-related deaths. We're just awaiting the release by NPHET of the number of COVID cases confirmed in the Republic today. The South Executive Lead for the vaccine rollout of the vaccination programme in the West and Northwest says he is concerned at the number of people who aren't taking their second dose of a COVID vaccine. Paul Hooton was speaking on the eve of the opening of a second vaccination centre in Donegal. The North Inishowen Centre will open at Carndonagh Community School tomorrow. Initially, it'll operate on a 1 or 2 day a week basis, dependent on demand in the area and supply of vaccines. Well, Paul Hooton says while he's not overtly concerned, he is urging people, if they are eligible, to get vaccinated as quickly as possible.
I'm not overly alarmed, but I'm concerned enough to say, really, make sure you're getting your second dose. And equally, to those that still haven't had the vaccine, I would say, really, really reconsider your choice around whether you're going to have the vaccine or not. Because until we get you vaccinated, you know, we're never going to get out of this situation that we're in. So there's lots of information available to help you with your decision making around whether you choose to have the vaccine or not. But from my perspective, I would be putting a plea out to everybody. If you haven't had the first dose yet and you're due to, and you fit the scheduling sequencing to have your first dose in that 35 to 69 age group, please go on, register and get your first dose.
Other news, and Donegal councillor Frank McBurty is calling on the authority to refuse to do business with any block or concrete supplier which does not give a 100% guarantee that its products are free of mica, pyrite or perlite. Councillor McBurty told a meeting of the Lifford Stranooler Municipal District this afternoon that that is not a request, it's a demand. He says he'll be raising that issue at the plenary session of council as well. He's also called on officials to withhold any outstanding payments to businesses who supplied defective materials in the past, and says the council needs to carry out an immediate and full assessment of every building erected in the county since 1995. This, he says, should have been done as soon as the first signs of mica began to emerge nearly 10 years ago. Meanwhile, an engineer on the Engineers Ireland Register of Chartered Engineers selected to assess mica-affected properties has raised concerns with the defective concrete blocks scheme. Dr Ambrose McCloskey of MA McCloskey Limited in Dungiven, in a letter sent to the local authorities in Donegal and Mayo, local campaign groups and the Housing Minister, has warned that unless changes are made to the scheme, he and others will withdraw from the register.
In the letter, Dr Ambrose McCloskey says there are concerns over the lack of knowledge of the exact mode of degradation of the blocks, and that makes it very difficult to recommend the partial fixing of homes. He says there is very real fear that unless affected properties are completely demolished, further structural deterioration will occur, and that means financial caps attached to the current scheme must be removed. Dr McCloskey says he believes as it currently stands, homeowners will be left with dwellings that have blighted values and questions hanging over the structural integrity. He adds people can only hope the works will last another 15 to 20 years without significant deterioration. He also urged authorities to ensure robust measures are in place to control the quality of the blocks used in remedial works to ensure the same issues do not occur again.
And that report was from Adrian Harmon.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the new loyalty scheme that rewards your club every time you shop at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. We say good evening to Washington Kelly.
Yeah, thanks, Don. We're going to start with soccer. England and Germany are meeting for the first time in a competitive game in 11 years this evening. Wembley is the venue for their Euro 2020 last 16 tie. 15 minutes on, well, about 16 minutes on the clock now at this stage, and there is no goals to report. 0-0 in the early stages there. The quarterfinal lineup will be completed tonight at Hampden Park. Two of the tournament outsiders, Sweden and the Ukraine, well, they will go head to head, and that one kicks off at 8 o'clock. Frank de Boer has left his job as the Netherlands head coach. The Dutch were beaten by the Czech Republic on Sunday in the last 16 of Euro 2020. De Boer had only been in charge for 279 days. And Patrick Vieira has emerged as favourite to become the new Crystal Palace boss. Their preferred candidate, Lucien Favre, turned down the job last week. Arsenal legend Vieira has been out of work since December when he was sacked by Nice. I just turn into more localised soccer. Jamie McGonigal has committed to the Candy Stripes on a long-term deal. It's been a busy day for Derry City with Academy Trio also signing first professional contracts with the club. Keelan McLaughlin, Brendan Barr and Evan McLaughlin all signing on the dotted line as Derry continue to bring through their academy players and sign them on first professional contracts. And Jimmy McGonigal also committing to Derry City on a long-term deal today as well. On the athletics front, after racing in Germany on Sunday, Mark English returns to action tonight, this time in Spain. He continues to chase down the Olympic qualifying time of 1:45.20 for the men's 800 metres. The cutoff for track and field qualification for Tokyo is midnight tonight, and this evening's race is part of the Barcelona Continental Tour, and it offers English a last opportunity to gain automatic qualification. He's been running very well of late, posting some world-class times in an extremely busy schedule, which has seen him in action in Sweden, Spain and Germany in recent weeks. He remains just inside the quota of 48 entries for the Olympics, but unless he can record an Olympic qualifying time tonight, there is still no guarantee that there is a place for him at the Games. But as things stand now ahead of that race, just outside Barcelona tonight, we have to say that Mark English is still in a qualifying position. To be assured, he has to hit the standard of 1:45.20 tonight. In tennis, Ashley Bartley is through to the second round at Wimbledon. The top seed came through against Carlo Suarez Navarro, 6-1. 6-7, 6-1 on centre court today. There was also wins for the 8th seed, Caroline Pliskova, French Open semi-finalists Maria Sakkari and Venus Williams. Serena Williams is in action this evening, while men's 4th seed Alexander Zverev also came through a match today, winning in straight sets. And 8-time men's champion Roger Federer is in action this evening as well. He takes on Adrian Marniano. St Union's GA Club have been leading tributes to Joe Dodo Winston, whose death yesterday after a recent illness was met with deep sadness among those who knew him. The Letterkenny man had a brilliant career at club and county level, and he was part of the Donegal side that won a first ever Ulster Senior Championship title back in 1972, where Winston kicked 5 points in Donegal's memorable win over Tyrone in Clonus. Mark English celebrated his first Tour de France stage one since 2016 as he sprinted to an emotional victory on day four, replicating his win in 2005. Cavendish beat Nasser Bohani and Jasper Philipsen for his 31st career Tour success. It's been a fairy tale return for Cavendish, who was only a late addition to his team squad following an injury to Arnon Sam Bennett, who won the green jersey last year. The Netherlands' Matthew van der Poel retained the leaders' overall yellow jersey, and he's an advantage of 8 seconds over the chasing pack. While in golf, the PGA Tour is set to end its weekly COVID-19 testing program from next month. Asymptomatic pre-tour testing will be discontinued at the 3M Open, which is scheduled to begin on July 22nd. 21 minutes played at Wembley, England against Germany. It remains scoreless. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed. Oisín, Gardaí have not ruled out arson in the case of a fire which destroyed a caravan and its contents in the St Johnson area. It happened on Saturday afternoon last. Gardaí and emergency services were called at around 25 to 3 to the caravan at Drumatolland. The caravan was empty at the time of the fire. Gardaí are awaiting forensic results. They're appealing to anyone in the area who noticed anything suspicious to come forward. CCTV footage is being examined after a school was broken into in Carndonagh. Between 8:45 and 9:30 on Monday of last week, three youths entered the school on Church Road via a window. They set up a fire alarm before exiting via an emergency exit. Damage was also caused to a window at the school. Gardaí are appealing for information. And investigations are continuing after a man was injured during an assault in Buncrana on Thursday last. It happened just before 11 on Main Street. He was assaulted by two other men. He received treatment in hospital for his injuries. Garda Sean Sweeney is appealing for information.
Two men are described as follows. One male had a dark top and bottoms, possibly a white stripe, running down the outer leg, and also wore white runners. And the second male is believed to be wearing grey tracksuit bottoms. So we're interested in speaking to anybody who may have witnessed assault or has any information in relation to it. Also interested in speaking to anybody travelling on the main street at the time who may have dashcam footage. Please contact Gardaí Macrana on 932-0540.
West Tyrone MLA Nicola Brogan has presented a public petition of almost 600 signatories calling upon Health Minister Robin Swan to progress the planned acute mental health centre for OMA. Presenting the petition on the floor of the Assembly at Stormont, Ms Brogan said this facility was first announced in 2016. Now more than ever, she said, there's a need for it to be brought to completion.
The business case for this mental health facility was created by the Western Trust, and it proposed a 6,700 metre squared new build facility to be located adjacent to the OMA hospital and primary care complex. We've already seen new builds for Belfast, Derry, and recently progressed on a new site in Holywell Hospital. The facility in OMA would include a 26-bed acute mental health unit with six integrated psychiatric intensive care beds and a therapy day centre. It would also have an 8-bed alcohol and drug treatment unit and an older people's mental health unit with space for both older people with mental health concerns and those with dementia. So I'm bringing this petition to the Assembly on behalf of almost 600 signatories because the people of OMA, Fintana, Trillick, Strabane and all of West Tyrone deserve high quality, safe and effective mental health care based on the identified needs of the local population. Following the pandemic and the increase of mental health concerns throughout the population, it is more vital than ever that we have a facility that supports those struggling with mental health and addictions. I welcome the Minister's recent announcement of £400,000 from the Department, which will go towards the modernisation of mental health services in OMA. However, that is simply a sticking plaster. We need the outdated facility to be replaced with the modern, fit-for-purpose facility that has already been agreed. The people of OMA and West Tyrone cannot be left behind or ignored.
Some families faced a major strain as a result of restrictions on court services, according to the Free Legal Aid Commission. Over 12,000 calls were made to the Advice Centre in 2020, according to its annual report. Of those, over a quarter were calling in relation to family law matters such as divorce, access and domestic violence. FLAC's Information Care Coordinator Erin Brogan says many calls were from people looking to separate from their partner.
From my experience, and I would answer an awful lot of family law queries on the phone line, from my personal experience, the vast majority would be separation related. And it would be separations arising during the period of restrictions. So people will literally be contacting you to ask, you know, what do I do now?
Weather forecast. Some short sunny spells, but mostly cloudy and dry for the rest of the evening. Light north to northwest breezes will be moderate at times near windward coasts. It'll be dry tonight with some clear spells, but patches of mist, fog and low cloud will develop overnight. Lows of 7 to 10 degrees Celsius, light breezes. Tomorrow dry with mist and fog, clearing during the morning. Sunny spells developing, but they'll be hazy at times. Mild inland with highs of 11 to 20 degrees Celsius in light north to northwest or variable breezes. Cooler near coasts due to the onshore breeze. And that's Highland Radio News. We're back with news again at 6 o'clock. Before we go, we'll take a closing look at the headlines. The Taoiseach says there is no guarantee indoor dining will open even on the 19th of July after announcing a delay in the reopening of facilities. The Taoiseach says there will be a plan in place by July 19th for how pubs and restaurants can manage, allowing only fully vaccinated people in the Dáil this afternoon. That provision was widely criticised. Labour leader Alan Kelly said it was bananas. Independently, Madam McGrath said Neffert's advice is bonkers. The PSNI have confirmed they're no longer looking for 4-year-old Scarlett Duddy, who was reported missing from Derry yesterday. She was found safe and well this afternoon. And Donegal councillor Frank McBrearty is calling on the authority to refuse to do business with any block or concrete supplier which doesn't give a 100% guarantee that its products are free of mica, pyrite or pyrolite. As we say, back with more at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 29th of June. The death has taken place of Derek Anthony, 63, Flaxfields Convoy. His remains will repose at his late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday afternoon at 1:45, travelling via the main convoy road to Rafoe and on to Rye Presbyterian Church, Manor Cunningham, for funeral service at 3:00. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital and Pieta House, care of any family member. In compliance with HSC and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, please. The death has occurred of Joan Clark, 391, Ardbeathan, St Johnson, formerly of Glentown, St Johnson. Removal this evening at 7:00 from Kelly's funeral home to her daughter Kelly Clark's residence at 27 Railway Road, St Johnson. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. In accordance with HSC and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to family only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Funeral from her late residence on Thursday morning at 10:30, going to St Bathan's Church, St Johnson, for 11:00 Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has occurred of Tom Finn, Cluny Moor, Portneau. Removal from Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Letterkenny, at 6:30 this evening, travelling via Ardrah to his home. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 in St Connell's Church, Glenties, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Due to HSC and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family, neighbours and close friends only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/Glenties. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Letterkenny University Hospital, care of James McGuinness and Sons funeral directors. The death has taken place of Fiona O'Reilly Call, Carrick Vigarve, Gwydor, and formerly of Stillorgan, County Dublin. Her remains will arrive at her residence this evening at approximately 6:30. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, followed by burial in Maharagallan Cemetery. Due to government restrictions and HSE guidelines, the wake is strictly private to family only, please, and in compliance with current guidelines, Fiona's funeral will be limited to 50 people. Funeral Mass will be broadcast on the Colm Gillespie Funeral Director Facebook page on Thursday morning at 11. The death has taken place of Joseph Dodo Winston, 3 Hawthorne Heights, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30, going to St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for 11:00 Funeral Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/Letterkenny. Interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The death has taken place of Christine McConnell, Ballybow, Milford. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral service tomorrow afternoon at 2:00 in Milford Presbyterian Church. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In accordance with HSC and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends with a maximum of 50 people. Funeral service can be viewed on the Patrick Sweeney Funeral Director Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Patricia Green, Gortloch, Rathmullen. Her remains will repose at her home from 6:00 this evening. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 10 in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed on MCN Media, St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, the funeral and burial are strictly private to family only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The death has taken place in her 102nd year of Bridget Martin, 267 Bridgend, Remelton, and formerly of Dochraben, Port Salon. Her remains will be received into St Columba's Church Massmount this evening at 6:00. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 10, followed by cremation at Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan, at 2. Due to HSE and government guidelines, funeral mass is private to family and close friends only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The cremation is private to family only. The death has taken place of Margaret Devine, née O'Connor, 89, Curly Hill Road, Strabane, and formerly of Plum Bridge. Funeral from her home tomorrow morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral are private to family only, please. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, churchservices.tv/lecpatrick.